With Red Smoke. Just before that, Bobby First Band and Welcome Home, dedicated to our troops. We heard Naomi's Hair and That Six in a Row, as well as Bong Canaveral and Alter Ego, as we're taking your votes tonight at 424-9696. You make it happen.
TK 101, your weekend rocker. Hey, Bobby, that's a nice tune, isn't it?
Yeah, I wish I wrote it.
That's a killer tune. That's Extreme's latest tune off the Porno Graffiti album. Sort of a change for them, I guess, off the out of all the heavy rock they've done, like Decadence Dance and stuff like that. It's called More Than Words. Bobby Frist of the Bobby Frist Band, he's playing at the dock tonight. The band's going to be out there. Hey, man, tell me about the band. What's happening with the guys? Where'd you find them?
A couple of guys are from Michigan. I spent a lot of time in Michigan up there. That's where I first formed my first band. So we're kind of based on that Midwestern Bob Seger, Ted Nugent foundation. There's a lot of variants there. Leroy's my drummer, a great foundation drummer, and Dean Mickey's the bass player, who's out of Lexington, Kentucky, so he brings a little of that Memphis feel to the band. And I have a new guitar player, Tracy Austin, from Orlando. So kind of a nice conglomeration of different musical styles. So
and you guys are like based out of Tampa right now too, right?
Out of Tampa right now, and they've been really supportive. Both the radio stations in Tampa have been giving us really good regular rotation airplay for the new record, and a lot of the stations in Orlando and Fort Lauderdale. So hopefully get some of these people to call up and request some of these songs. Maybe on your show here we'll get some airplay up here.
Oh yeah, definitely. Gonna be a great tune to check out. What we're gonna do is kick off another free ride of nonstop rock in just a little while and do some more of the new stuff off Bobby Frist Band's new Fate album right after this. Okay, back with Bobby Frist of the Bobby Frist Band, and looking at the album again with the picture of you in the back sitting at the
Tampa Bay Performing Arts Center. It's nice, isn't it?
Massive place. I like it. Yes. Great background, too. You know?
Wish all my gigs were at places like that. Although the dock is fun, you know, but it's nice to play in front of 3,000 or 4,000 people.
Acoustically perfect, too, right? Something like that. Hey, we're going to kick off a free ride of nonstop rock here, and we'll do another tune off the brand new album by the Bobby Frist Band called Fate. And he selected a tune called A Month of Sundays.
Well, it's kind of a witching, kind of a Friday night, superstitious type of a night. So that's what this song's all about. A little step on a crack, break your old mama's back. You know what I mean?
We're going to break her back right now. Here's A Month of Sundays, the Bobby Frist Band on your weekend rocker, TK 101.
Open letter, Danny Douglas, rolling commercial for music tonight on stage, Apollo's Living Room. Dan Baker, by the way, going to be out there broadcasting live from the Rolling Radio between 6 and 10. Bobby Frist, the Bobby Frist Band. And Bobby's in studio with us this afternoon.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Now, we're talking a little bit about, you are one of the bands from the, what's the correct title on this here?
It's the Miller Genuine Draft Band Network.
There you
Pretty
go.
Pretty impressive, isn't it?
Now, exactly what is it? You said a total of 25 bands.
Right, they have 25 bands across the country, and they just sponsor and get behind rock and roll, which it's great for a corporation to do. They ask very little of us in return, and they give us a lot. You know, lots mm-hmm. of promotion, and we just got through cutting the new Miller Genuine Draft radio commercial. It's a mm-hmm. national radio commercial, so it'll be played all over the country.
And you said great you did the boost. One last year, too, right?
Yeah, we got it last year, too. Okay. So it's they really help us a lot. It's they set up a lot of things promotion-wise for us, and all the distributors in the towns set up promotions at the clubs that we play, so it's very helpful.
Now, all 25 of these bands involved in this, they are all unsigned then by the major record companies?
The way they look at it, a lot of them are on Alligator Records, which is like a blues label. Mm-hmm. But they're looking at all the bands that they put on the network as bands that are looking to break it in the next year or two. Mm-hmm. And they think that they have the
sound, so to speak.
Right. Whatever it is that they're looking for. Uh-huh. I don't know. I've been trying to do it for a long time, so I'm not quite sure what these record labels are looking for, but I'm trying to give it to them.
Now, it is difficult, granted, to get a major record contract, and I listened to your CD before we went on the air, and it's obviously the talent is there and all that, and you got to be awfully doggone close, and any...
I think we're real close. Uh-huh. We the CD that we did, we released only in Florida because we thought we would spread ourselves a little too thin to do it all over nationally, and also the finances to do that is mm-hmm. is pretty tough without national record label behind you and promotion people. But we did it. It sold extremely well in Florida. We got great airplay on about five stations down there, and just a question of getting these labels to realize that we can do it. You know,
that's
we can
right.
do it nationally and worldwide. So
now you've worked with some of the big boys, quote unquote, such as we mentioned who Warrant before, and
last month we did shows with Warrant, and we did one with the Georgia Satellites and Pat Travers and people like that. That we do openings for them, and it does help you. And when they're A&R guys from the
record companies are there, and they see us. They let us know that they know about us. So it's just a question of getting that elusive deal signed.
and that is a very tedious task to get done. You also mentioned Pat Travers. He played on the first song we played, Long Way Down, and also on the one that we're going to play here. How do you? You guys are obviously buds or drinking buddies, or what's it?
Well, we've tipped a couple in our time. Yeah, he's from Orlando, and I've just known him for about 10 years. A real good guy. He's working on a new record right now, and so he's always helped me out. He came over. I told him when we were doing the record, I said, "You got to come over and play on my record." And so he said, "Well, okay." So I came over and he played in a couple tracks. And then I said, "Well, how much do I owe you?" He said, "Well, how about a bottle of Jack Daniels?"
So there you go. Well, he's going to be playing guitar on this one. He won't be there tonight with Bobby. We're going to hear from Pat Travers and Bobby on this one called "You Can't Come Back." But before we do that, thank you, Bobby, very much for stopping by. Continued success. And when you're making the big bucks and you're out there at the MTV Video Music Awards, be sure to stop by again.
I'll save you a seat.
Okay.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
He's on stage tonight, 9:30. Also Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Paolo's Living Room.
Sunday, too.
Working hard, Bobby Friss. You Can't Come Back, a 94.5 KLQ.
This is She's Only South Florida Rock and Roll Tonight, and dropping in out of the clear blue sky, well, not clear, the rainy night sky, is the one and only Bobby Friss of the Bobby Friss Band. How you doing?
How's it going, Glenn? I dropped out of the clouds here for
out
you.
Out of the clouds. Welcome back to town.
It's great to be back down here in South Florida. We always have a big gas down here, so it's cool to be down here.
How's the album doing? Fate is a full-length compact disc you've got out all over town. All the record stores. How's it doing?
It's actually we're getting phenomenal response, not only from the reviewers but from the program directors around the country. We played just did a Midwestern swing, and we're getting airplay in Milwaukee, Lansing, Grand Rapids, Louisville, Kentucky, Columbus, Georgia. So a few places are getting turned on to it, which is nice to go along with the support we get down here in South Florida. And we're from Tampa, so we get great regular rotation support up there from 95 YNF and 98 Rock both up there.
Yeah, of course. We like to give you a spin whenever you come to town. This way, you guys, you've been doing this circuit for so long, you're practically a local band. You play
over the years. I played at the Button South for probably 5 or 6 years, so we just did a weekend stint there, and it's great to come down here, and you guys do a great job, you know, supporting a music scene that I think is really taken off, not only down here in South Florida, but in the Tampa area. We have a lot of bands that I think this year there's going to be some big things happening for Florida.
Yeah, definitely. The Southeastern Music Conference was a lot of fun. I saw you out there in Tampa.
Yeah, we were up there. I was a panelist. They asked me to. I don't know what expertise I had, but...
But you're in a band, so a stroke.
Yeah, well, this is the second... self-produced, independently released CD that I've put out. And the first one, actually, we did really, really well on sales. Jerry Bassin distributed it for us throughout the state, and
yeah,
it's in all the chains.
Yeah, they get it all over the place. So you got a track off of this that is being featured, and you just did a video for. Tell us about it.
Yeah, the song is Welcome Home. I wrote it actually about a year ago up in Flint, Michigan, just about a guy coming home to his roots and feeling good about seeing familiar places and familiar faces. And it kind of took on a different approach after the war started. People started putting it together with Welcome Home as far as the troops coming back. So a TV producer up in Tampa that produces the 6 o'clock news up there at CBS channel, he said, let's do a video for it. So we went out and we shot over the last couple of months just different footage, you know, and a lot of footage of the Tampa Bay area, and it should be out next week. It's just really nice timing, seeing as though hopefully we'll have some of our troops coming back in the next couple of weeks.
Great. I know the Button likes to play local band video, so I'm sure we'll be getting a chance to see it there.
Yeah, we're gonna send copies out to everybody, and all the TV stations will have it too. And maybe we can coordinate some of these troops coming home with a rock and roll welcome home to them.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure there's plenty of rockers out there. Probably a couple Bobby Friss fans that are out there.
I'll tell you
from this area too.
What's really neat is that we sent a few copies over to some friends that we have over in the Persian Gulf, and I got a letter back from one guy that said that they were playing Fate, the new CD, on one of the big battleships over there through the PA system. So, I mean, that's a gas, you know, to have guys out there working and rocking to our new record.
Great. Well, let's rock with it here. From the album Fate, this is the Bobby Friss Band. Bobby, thanks for stopping by.
I appreciate it, man. Keep up the good work. This is a great show.
All right, good to see you. And this is Welcome Home from the Bobby Friss Band on 103.5 WSHE. She's Only South Florida Rock and Roll.
nightly act, you know. Well, tell us where you're from, Bobby, again.
I'm from Tampa, Florida, yeah. And we're originally all from Michigan. That's where I met Leroy, my drummer here.
Mm-hmm.
We're,
speaking of Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan in Final Four, Final Four.
That's right.
Go Blue.
Is that what you were watching today, the basketball game?
That's what we watched before we came here.
Well, good deal. And I'm sure Michigan did very well.
They stomped.
Oh, who was it?
Almost said this is a lewd county, too. You can't talk lewd.
We can't be lewd. We can't do any of this.
I can't say that.
You know, or any of this.
I shouldn't be here.
Or we can do a couple of these, though. You
can
know.
I do this?
We did some pelvic thrusts on the stage last night, though.
That's right. It was true. Yeah, but you guys were, like, trying to move your equipment over. You know, it's like you put your butt up against the box and move it like that, you know. But they did strip search, and you guys look pretty happy about that.
Well, thank God for those female guards.
That's right. You know, those girls got cold hands. You know,
they never showed any identification, though. I had to wonder.
I know, because Leroy, he always says, you know, because, you know, y'all travel a lot and carry a lot of cash, you know, because he said he was armed, but he said, yeah, your arm, sure, point that thing down, it might be loaded. And the lady goes, that's okay, it's just a small handgun, you know.
Suitable for small cattle.
That's right.
We need some of these ladies to call us up at the station here, don't you think?
I think so. Wouldn't you like to give away a door pass or something?
Yeah, we'll put some people on the guest list for tonight. Let's have them call us up.
Let's take a caller right now at 576 KISS. That's 5477, just in case you can't read English. Anyways, 576 KISS. Let's take this call right here. This might be like my mom. KISS FM.
I was wondering where
you can
buy your album.
Where can we buy the Bobby Frist album?
Right now, it's just in the southeast, like in Florida, but it will be up in your stores probably within the next month, I would think.
Would you like to buy one tonight? Something like that?
I'm not 21.
You're not 21?
Ooh.
Well, we'll have somebody meet you at the door, like in the alley around back, and it'll be like a red Cadillac, and it'll have like these big wide sidewalls. They'll also be selling some watches and an assortment of jewelry.
Yeah, if you can't get out to the club tonight, just go to your record store and ask for it, and if they don't have it in the next month, they'll order it.
Believe me, one of the record stores in this town, they don't do a lot of advertising, Flipside.
Right.
If you want the record, they'll order it for you. That's where I buy a lot of my music, because I do a lot of music shows. Who am I speaking with?
Bob Leader.
Well, I appreciate you calling tonight, okay?
All right.
And when you're 21, we're going to invite Bobby Frist back just for your party, okay?
All right.
Thanks a lot. Now we're going to take another call.
Bye.
KISS FM.
Yeah, will you play... wait a minute.
Yeah, you're on the radio. Isn't this incredible? Are you 21?
No.
You're not?
That's okay.
But don't you wish you were? You could go see the party.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a caller right now for if you're number 21. I'll put you on hold for just a second, okay?
Okay.
I'm sure it's like one of those Barry Manilow hits. Hang on a second. All right, KISS FM, are you 21?
Huh?
Are you 21?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
Uh-uh.
We have a young audience here. Let's lower the drinking age. What do you say?
All right, let's do that.
Let's do a private show at their house.
That's right. I tell you what, give me a call back in just a little bit. We're going to take some callers on this same line right here that are 21 that want to go see Bobby Frist tonight. He does this wild thing with a long neck bud.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. We'll wait for
bud?
We'll wait for you to be.
I think it's a Miller.